Home Care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi. I am a caregiver for my mom through this company. I tried to call our caseworker 2 times today, but she never got back to me.
Right.
So I'm not sure if she's in the office today or not.
What's going on?
We just had an issue with like our clock in and out time on Sunday because we just recently changed our hours, but I forgot that we changed it when my alarm went off, and I just, like, without even thinking, clocked out and didn't realize that the time was wrong. And we live here with my mom, so it's kind of like...
I understand.
It's not like we're, like, leaving, so...
What is your mom's name?
Diana Klevenstein. She's also Diana... We have the same name.
Klevenstein?
Diana Klevenstein. Yeah.
C-L-A?
E-V-E-N. And then S-T-I-N-E.
Okay. All right. So we have for Sunday the 8th. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, I accidentally clocked in at our old time, which was 11 a.m., but... Now on Sundays I work till 10 p.m., so I didn't realize that, and I clocked out way too early. I know that our caseworker told us.
I have it as 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. Is that not
That's
right?
What it used to be. The lady had changed it for us because my grandmother just needed
to have
the day off.
Oh, okay. So we start, I see, and they kept it at that one. And so you were working 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah, that's how we have it set up now for the days of the week. And then my grandmother takes over the hours after 10 p.m. to midnight.
Okay, I see that. Okay.
I'm
just going to send over a timesheet real quick. And then
I didn't want to do the timesheets yet because I was worried that I would mess something up if I didn't talk to someone first, which is why I didn't do them yet.
Do you have the link for the timesheet?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, so just submit the timesheet and then they'll make the adjustments. You have, Mary is your coordinator, so she'll be able to see it, and I will I'll look at it tomorrow afternoon, too, just to confirm that everything's in. All right.
Okay, yeah, no problem. The only reason I was worried is because the last few paychecks, if we messed up, like, a clock in and out time, she said that it's, like, set in stone after that, and it can't be fixed, so I just didn't know what to do to fix it.
That's why
my grandmother also didn't clock in afterwards. I told her, I was like, just don't clock in then because I don't know how we're supposed to handle that if we mess it up.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. I'm going to – if that happens again and you accidentally clock out at, like, 11, you can just clock right back in and then clock out at 10. Okay, just in case that happens again. But for the most part, we will be able to adjust it. And, your grandmother can clock in as usual, even if you mess something up. You know, it's not going to affect anything. So, so just send in the timesheet for that. And I have you still, you clocked in fine today. So we're going to need a timesheet for your grandmother for Saturday also, because we don't have her clocked out.
Yeah, she mentioned she forgot to clock out. But,
send in a timesheet for your grandma, too, for Saturday and Sunday, and so that way we can make sure everything is in time to get on your payroll for this week, okay?
Okay, perfect. We'll send them in tonight. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.